listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It is a great privilege and pleasure to have with us once again a friend and colleague of many years, Richard Pollack. He is these days the senior investigative reporter for the Daily Caller News Foundation. He has worked in various journalistic positions over many years, however, including as the bureau chief for PJ Media in Washington, also a Washington producer for Good Morning America, and a senior producer for Fox News Sunday. He is a man whose particular, I think, contribution to the cause at the moment involves trying to help the rest of us keep track of and make sense of what is going on inside the Beltway, and in particular in that space between government and the law and national security. Nobody does it better than Richard Pollack, and it's great to have him with us. Richard, welcome. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Thank you.
I'd like to start, I think, with some reporting you've been doing recently about the current and ongoing probe of what Hillary Clinton did that may have compromised national security in the so-called email scandal she has been implicated in now. What's the latest on that? There's talk, I understand, from your reporting of her clearances being pulled. Is that the case?
Well, apparently the State Department has undertaken an inquiry, a formal inquiry, as to whether or not Hillary Clinton and her top aides should have their security clearances stripped from them. A lot of people don't realize that after you leave government in the national security area, especially at a very high level, you usually retain those security clearances because people need to talk to you about projects or issues that they were working on while they were in office. Also, sometimes they're brought past, go on boards, or if there's an emergency, they bring them on board, and they don't want them to be bereft of a security clearance. In this case, it appears that the State Department has decided to link the private server that she held, in which she transmitted classified and highly sensitive documents on this private server that was in her home in Chautauqua, New York. And they are looking at whether or not to eliminate or strip her of her security clearances, along with Huma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, and Jake Sullivan. And this is a very serious inquiry.
This comes against the backdrop, of course, of this ongoing question of how rigorously were these issues addressed during the Obama administration. It appears as though Jim Comey, the then director of the FBI, and his deputy, Andrew McCabe, both, well, seemed to have sort of taken a dive on all of this. Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch has described such behavior as that of dirty cops. Is that your view as well?
Well, I think that all of Washington was really shocked when on July 5th of last year, Director Comey at the FBI exonerated essentially Hillary Clinton for the use of her server, again, for transmitting classified, highly classified material, including the special access program, the nation's highest classification. And an awful lot of people felt that there was no, he was playing the role essentially of a prosecutor, not an investigator, because he said no prosecutor would charge her, which is not his role. And he went on to say merely that she was careless with her handling of these documents, which I think is probably the most charitable way to describe what she was doing. Remember,
I think he actually said extremely careless, but even that seems to understate the problem.
Oh, yes, extremely careless. I am so sorry. But still, let me tell you that I spoke to an awful lot of people in the intelligence community that if they were to have done what Hillary did, they either would have not only been stripped of their rank and punished, they might even see the inside of a prison cell. This is the double standard here between what other people face in the intelligence community. Let me just tell you one very quick story. A friend of mine who was at the NSC went to Israel for his son's bar mitzvah, and he was in the intelligence community. He did not tell them he was going to Israel. This was one of the reasons why he lost his security clearance, because he did not inform them about a social outing to Israel. So you can just imagine, compare that to what Hillary did with her. She turned over 55,000 pages, and that's only half of the amount of emails that were on her server. So I'm very encouraged that there's at least going to be an inquiry as to whether or not she should retain her security clearance.
Yeah, it seems the very least that can be done. Let me ask you to switch gears, if you would, Richard Pollack. You've also been doing some very important reporting on the Clinton Foundation and some of its misconduct, again, to be very charitable. You've also pointed out of late some rather striking similarities between that foundation and one that has been established by the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John McCain, a man I've known for 40-odd years. What is going on with John McCain's foundation, and are there reasons to be concerned about perhaps conflicts of interest that it may have incurred as well?
Yes, of course, John McCain is the war hero who came back. He was considered one time a maverick within the Republican Party. However, in 2012, he decided to take his unused presidential fund in his unsuccessful campaign for president in 2008, and he decided to hand over almost $9 million to start up an organization called the McCain Institute for International Leadership. And it not only has his name on it, which is troubling in and of itself, because I think that if people were going to give money to the Richard Pollack Foundation, I don't think I'd give very much, but if it has the name McCain, I suspect that it would attract an awful lot of donations. And the second thing he did was he created a thing called the Sedona Forum, which is once a year a very high-level, completely private and intimate meetings with global leaders, CEOs, political activists, et cetera, in Sedona, Arizona, where the senator is from. And so there are a number of different troubling problems with this. The first is that this Sedona Forum really has great resemblance to the Clinton Global Initiative that Bill Clinton created, and that's when all these world leaders and political activists and CEOs met in New York. And this is where pay-to-play began. And there's an awful lot of concern that as chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, it appears highly inappropriate that you should have a foundation that brings together all of the special interests and which you can go and meet with these different folks. There are also some disclosure issues here. He has refused to disclose, or I should say the McCain Institute and the Arizona State University Foundation, where the institute is housed. They refuse to disclose how much money their big-ticket donors have given. And we're talking about 37 different donors, and they include nine foreign governments, foreign principals, or overseas corporations. It's really, I think, unbecoming the senator that essentially we do not have the kind of openness and transparency that he himself has called for in money and politics in terms of the election. And your audience probably will recall that the campaign finance law that requires even a $250 donation to be publicized as part of the public record, that law is called the McCain-Feingold Law. So he was very tough on openness and transparency with respect to that. But when it comes to this institution, it is very opaque.
Richard Pollack, you do terrific work at the Daily Caller News Foundation. I know you'll keep it up, and I look forward to having you come back to visit with us again very soon.